much done on that amphitheater that you're working on in this ring.
For MUF Friday. Yes, sir. We pretty much, all that we got left to do is a stage, build a stage pad, but we got to wait to figure out where they want to put it and what their elevations will be. So otherwise, we're pretty well wrapped up with it. What was that?
When the event was.
July something, not sure what the date is, but it's called Rock the Country with Kid Rock. To be something that I won't be attending. Too many people for me.
Yeah, we'll be down in Florida the first week.
I won't be attending it.
I was proud about getting VIP tickets for it because of all the work he's done on it. I need a pad built here. There's your screwed up elevations. So go ahead and build it. That was his job.
Think of a nice way to say what he had probably done.
I mean, four or five times that if it turned out great, it was his. But if it was messed up, it was my fault.
Not right. Most bosses anymore.
Yep, that's exactly right. So, and it turned out nice, so it's going to be him that did all the work.
A bit more up here in Lyman.
Now,
blacked off up here at the moment. But I'm sure it'll be back.
We had a bear come back up in the yard about the night before last. About 9 o'clock in the night, my cameras went off. He was probably 300-400 pounds. He's a good sized bear. KF4MUF.
I'm in for your half.
Here I usually get him.
Be always on the lookout, right?
He finally talked into her when she goes out there and feeds them critters to start carrying a pistol with her just to be on the safe side.
You safe?
Have one a couple times a year come through too, so just enough to make you pay attention when you're going outside.
Took the trash down to the end of the road to be picked up, come back in the house for about 10 minutes, say goodbye to her for the day, walk back outside, felt like somebody slapped me in the face with a stink. Damn skunk come in behind me, I guess. Man, that was rough.
Whew. Yeah, you right?
Sir, that's exactly right.
Out of the locker room at work here 6 months ago and walked right into one about 3 or 4 feet from me, but he never acknowledged that I was even there.
I feed them critters. There's one around here once in a while, but coming that close to the house is not normal for them. They don't usually do that.
He didn't have any smell to him at all. He must not have sprayed anything in the wild.
I walked out like, whoo, son. When's that next AmFest coming up there in Hendersonville, I think you said it was?
10th, but there's AmFest tomorrow. The South Carolina single sideband down around Columbia. It's not actually in Columbia, but I can't remember. It's down that way.
I'm on call this week, so I can't go far. I just got to kind of hang out.
The one up here in Hendersonville, May the 10th. And it's a smaller one. It's not as big as the Greenville HamFest. You'll meet a bunch of nice people.
That's cool. May 10th. Yeah, write that down on my calendar.
It's Mother's Day weekend.
I will just love that.
Fun at the last one, so I mean, why not have fun at this one? KO4HK.
She just enjoyed it. I think she was comfortable, so she'll enjoy it. KO4MUF.
And 4ZLK.
Okay. KO4HK.
Good morning, Shane. How's that cup of tea? KN4TFW.
Good morning, Shane. KO. 4MUF.
What was everybody, maybe? I'm not sure. Good morning, Patrick. Ken? Jody? Jody, haven't heard you in a while. And Ken, the tea is wonderful. Thank you. Hope you're well. Hope everybody's doing good. Patrick ordered a new power supply and a charger last night. I found one that actually ordered a PowerWorks power supply. I thought I'd try that one out. And just looking around, trying to find one that was variable, and it looked like it might be a good one. Or at least I can give it a try. N4ZF, okay, go ahead, Patrick.
I mean, I hate you had to do that, or you had to do that. But better safe than sorry when it comes to something like that.
Power supply on.
I'm trying to set up a battery backup system, and the power supply I have will not fully charge the LiFePO4 battery. So I didn't realize it wouldn't do that, and I didn't buy a charger with it. I bought a little, it's called a gate, made by PowerWorks. I saw somebody else had one, Patrick, I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, it's basically the same thing. You have your power supply and your battery plugged in, and if the power goes out, it automatically switches to battery without shutting the radio off. Or you can just turn the radio on without turning the power supply on. But it also charges the battery when the power supply is on. So I kind of wanted to do that. But Patrick, I can give this power supply to Seth. That'll give him the option to run his radio out of his house, so that'll work really well.
I'll talk to Flynn. Get him on the radio a little more, maybe.
Option to transmit from the house. I've been missing you lately, it seems like. Of course, I haven't been on the radio in the morning, but I usually kind of have it on and listening a little bit.
Doing good, man. Still just doing that work thing. Takes a lot of times. I just ride in and listen to these guys without... It's just sandbagging on them, but all's going well. Everything's doing good. I hear you once in a while out there, but it's usually you're in the middle of a conversation with somebody else, so I don't break in on you. But thank you for asking.
No problem. Yeah, I always enjoy talking to you. Just wondered how you were doing. I do the same thing in the morning. I usually don't get on. I enjoy listening, or I have it on in the background. But first thing in the morning, I'm not the most conversationalist.
About the day and everything else, so it's just easy. It's like having a radio on, huh? Just it's something to listen to in the background.
They only feel like they're friends talking in the background, so anyway, go ahead, Patrick.
He said I'll do the same thing. Not of a morning. I generally get in here of a morning, but throughout the day, I'm listening, but
they have a conversation that you don't have nothing to contribute to, so it's easier to listen and learn than it is to try to step on somebody or get into something that you don't know about.
Yeah, roger on that.
A big part of it is if somebody's having a conversation that I don't know anything about, there's no reason for me to jump in because I can't contribute. And if it's somebody if there's somebody in the conversation I want to talk to, I'll just wait to the end and... If I'm still available and if they're available or if they're, I'll jump in and say hello, but I don't like to break in if it's not pertaining to me or anything I can contribute to. Because I gotta go get ready, finish this tea and get ready. And Patrick, I guess you're at home. I heard you talking, just assume you're out, but then I realized you're probably home. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend and be careful out there in the rain. And I will talk to you later. KO4HKX on the group and 4ZLK.
Okay. I don't know what to think about you coming in here and interrupt our private conversation over the air where everybody can hear it. KO4HKX, have a good day, buddy. Good one, good to hear you. KN4TFW.
Shane, have a great day. Enjoy it, sir. God bless. KF4MUF. Gentlemen, while I got you, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm about 2 minutes out. So y'all enjoy your day, and we will talk at y'all later on, and I'll say see you later on your finals.
Have a great day, buddy. Be careful out there.
Stay dry. Tell Miss Annette we said, hey, KN4TFW.
One more time. That was a good one, Patrick. I was thinking the same thing. When I was signing off, I was like, And here I just interrupted him. Anyway, I apologize. It won't happen again. And for ZLK.
Buddy, you have a good one out there. Be careful out on the road today. It's me and you, I guess.
Matt, did I tell you I ended up with another dog?
You might, but you wouldn't for sure. Wasn't working out at the place you brought it down here to be.
It's all real nervous and everything, I guess. You didn't know nobody, and she had some big dogs and little kids that were wide open, and it was just freaking him out. So he's back at my house. He did really good last night.
My question is, how's the other dog liking it?
Get used to it, but it may give her some exercise. I see they've been running around in the backyard a pretty good bit, so maybe that'll get her to lose a couple of pounds. That should help Susan get out and do some walking. That'll help her out.
As long as they get along, that's a major thing. And don't get into too much mischief when they're by themselves.
As long as that dog don't get into too much of the other dog's daddy time, she'll be all right.
Seeing how attached you get to them and how attached they get to you and their routines.
The new one used to the routine because it never had a routine. I mean, it's probably the first night it spent not in a cage.
Probably didn't know what to think.
We set up its cage in the den and put a blanket in there and that left the door open. I saw it went in there, you know, gave him a little dog biscuit, went in there and ate it, came back out. Just kind of in a safe place.
That's the way ours used to do this. We had a dog lot or a little dog bin in there in the laundry room. And ours could come and go as she wanted to. We never closed the door on it. After she got some age on her, no need to. She didn't bother anything in the house, so didn't have to worry about it.
Wait, this one's going to be. The daughter said it wouldn't go to the bathroom on a leash and it wouldn't walk on a leash, but it walked great yesterday.
Depends on how much time you put into teaching them what you want. They'll learn it, especially a Jack Russell Terrier. If it's got any of that in them, those dogs are super smart.
The cat. At least the cat didn't run off. The cat just bowed up and then decided he'd pass on coming in. But I think they'll get used to each other.
Put him in his place. Don't want to worry about that.
As big as he